The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. This is the Masters class with Bully Ray and Mark Henry, our Hall of Famers. You can listen to Busted Open's The Masters class. It drops each and every Sunday on our podcast forum on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. And don't forget, you can listen to Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156. So let's welcome in our Hall of Famers as school is now in session. Bully and Mark, how are you, gentlemen?
Well, I'm doing absolutely positively wonderful. What about you, Bully?
Ditto.
Okay. Ditto. All right. Are you guys ready to teach some lessons to the Busted Open Nation?
Well, what do you got for us today?
What you got? I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot on our daily show we've been talking about the crowds. And in the case of the WWE, maybe the controlled crowd. So I wanted to ask you both about the importance of the crowd, how important it is to have the crowd be your soundtrack while you're telling your story. So, Bully, first with you, when you hear that importance of the crowd, what is the first thing you think of?
First thing I think of is rock and roll. That's the immediate thing that comes to mind, because I always compare wrestling to rock and roll, and I think the crowd is as important to both art forms. Wrestlers feed off of a crowd. Performers, rock and rollers, acts feed off of a crowd. Dead crowd, probably going to be a dead show. But it's a very it's a very give and take. If you have a dead crowd as a performer, it's also your job to get them into it. Crowds in pro wrestling are extremely important. When, you know, one of the discussions we were having this week was WWE controlling its crowd, controlling its audience, telling them when to cheer, telling them when to boo, when to stand, when to sit. I absolutely hate that. I think that the WWE during the Thunderdome era got comfortable. I think they enjoyed the fact that they could control all the reactions, and thus now are trying to actually control the human beings that are paying good money to sit in their seats. Not a fan of it. I want the people to respond however they truly want to respond, whatever their feelings and emotions dictate. Now, I'm not talking about hijacking a show and doing stupid things like, you know, hitting beach balls or holding up signs in the front row that are going to take the attention away from what's going on in the ring. But I encourage all types of fan participation. So when it comes to control, I mean, look at the company that I started in. I started in a company named ECW, where the crowd, our fan base, was probably as important to the product as any wrestler was. Each and every ECW crowd was louder than the next, and it was almost like a competition. It's almost like the way AEW is these days, where New York wants to be louder than Philly and Philly wants to be louder than Chicago. And when you have that type of trickle down effect, the crowd is going to want to be on the company's side more than any other city. It becomes almost a competition between the cities. And when you watch the products on TV, if you watch a Monday Night Raw, it's very cold and sterile when it comes to the crowd lately. You watch AEW and you feel like you're at a concert, and that's the type of environment I would want to be in.
Yeah, and Mark, before I get to you, something interesting you just said, Bully, because you talked about the signs and how the signs can be a distraction. Not that I disagree with you, but when you look at the Attitude Era, for example, that was probably when we've seen the most signs we've ever seen in pro wrestling, that, you know, 97, 98, 99 period, where it seemed like every single person that bought a seat had a sign that they were holding up. But you know what? I always used to look for the signs, but they were never a distraction because my eyes were always glued of what was going on in the ring because the product was so good. So it's funny that you say about a distraction, because I really never found, especially during the Attitude Era, I never found that the signs were a distraction for what was going on in the ring.
When those signs first started popping up back in the day, it was new and different, and I think it was indicative to the WWE as what was going on. And I think they looked at it as, wow, look at this. Everybody wants to hold up a sign. We got something here. This is hot. This is working. So let's not fight it. Let's let people have a great time. In the past 20 to 25 years that has gone on, I think that the WWE has won every victory that they possibly could have won. And now they're in a state of, we want to control our television product, and we want to be able to push any and every narrative that we want, and we want no distractions from the narrative. If people want to bring signs to shows, that's awesome. If these shows, I've seen people on social media say that they go to shows and their signs get confiscated, and I see people go to shows and say, no, Bully, we totally disagree. We went, we held up our signs, and we had a great time. I don't know what the rhyme or the reason is, but I definitely know this. Watching Monday Night Raw today is not like watching Monday Night Raw from 1998, 99, where it was a sea of signs and a sea of people having the time of their lives.
And Mark, I see you nodding already. I'm sure you would agree with what Bully's saying.
150% I agree with Bully. There was a time when your self-worth in the business was, are they going to have a sign of me in the crowd saying, I hate Bully, I love Mark Henry, Mark Henry ate my lunch, Bully Ray kicked my dog, anything. You work for that. You work to make the people want to give a damn about you. And for for them to change so drastically. Now, I do agree. If you got a FU sign in the crowd, hey, go get that. We're a family show or whatever. You know, I support neo-Nazis. Go get that sign. Don't need that. Like, it's certain things, you know, that some people are trying to be distraction to the show. Now, you got to take those signs. But I use the signs. Everybody knows Sign Guy. Sign Guy would always have a sign, Mark Henry hates this sign. And I would walk around the ring and I would go look him in the face and I would say, I should slap your face. I should knock you out right here in front of everybody. And he would push the sign out. I snatch the sign. I tear it up, throw it in the crowd. Boo! Reactionary. So the crowd has an effect on the wrestler, on what goes on. We're working for them to react. I've been so hurt that I could barely stretch to go to the ring. And as soon as my music played and I walked three steps into that arena, I'm like, no pain. No pain. Bulletproof. Go in there and get the job done. And I did. Dave, for like maybe a 3-year period, I shouldn't have been in the ring. But I fed off the crowd. I fed off that energy from them, and I didn't have pain. Got a lot of it now. But that the crowd is important.
Adrenaline is a hell of a drug.
It is.
You know, Mark, I always thought this, and check this out, you being an Olympic weightlifter, world's strongest man, all that good stuff, you having to kind of have to control your shots of adrenaline, but nobody can control their shots of adrenaline. It's a subconscious thing that happens. It's how 80-year-old grandmothers are able to pick up a car that just hit, you know, a child or something. It's that adrenaline that lets us do feats of strength. I always said if I ever had a superpower, I would want to be able to control my own shots of adrenaline. Just like, you know, like these yogis that live in the mountains that can control their heartbeat and get their hearts down to 4 beats a minute. The heart is an involuntary muscle, but they're so in touch with themselves that they can slow down their heartbeats. Imagine if you can control your own adrenaline.
Wow.
That'd be amazing. Wow. That crowd is the adrenaline. And you talk about going out there, Dave, no BS. I know this has happened to me a million times. I know it's happened to Mark. To the minute you walk through the curtain, you're slumped over. You're like, oh, dear God, I don't want to go out there tonight. Oh, I just drove 300 miles. This hurts, that hurts. I got problems at home. Blah, 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 blah. The music plays. The curtain opens up. You get the pop. Boom. That's it. The adrenaline goes right through you.
Go.
Right through you. And once that adrenaline hits, because of the crowd, that's how important they are. I told you it happened to me at the Rumble 2015. The pop hit me so damn hard. My adrenaline rushed so quick, I blacked out. I was out on my feet. So, yeah, that crowd's important.
Well, I mean, and I've heard you, Bully, and Mark, you preach about listening to the crowd and how important it is to listen to. Is that even a thing anymore? Because, like, you hear old school wrestlers talk about even when the crowd kind of dictated the story you were going to tell in the ring. Bully, you bring up the Rock and Hogan from WrestleMania. That completely changed the wave of what they were going to do because the WWE believed that The Rock was going to be the ultimate babyface and Hogan was going to be the heel, and it couldn't have been more false. So, Mark, already I see you shaking. Like, does the crowd dictate anything anymore, especially in the world of the WWE where it seems to be controlled?
The crowd does dictate a lot. Dave, there's a fan of wrestling, and there's millions. Maybe not millions, but I bet you there's at least 10,000 blind wrestling fans.
I know of a few. Yeah,
they listen to what the announcer's saying to paint the picture in their head, and then they use the crowd as a barometer of what's happening, when it's happening, as they're being told. I got to talk to one not long ago. I'm in Rochester, New York, and I'm in the lobby. Lord, please let this guy call in next week. And we're talking. I was like, man, so how do you get it? And he's like, man, I just listen to the announcers. Like, I've been a fan for, you know, like since I was 6 years old. He said I watched. With my uncle and my dad. They were both huge fans. He said, and I learned to understand what was happening by sound, by using the crowd. I could hear the footsteps. He said, I could hear 1, 2, 3, hit the ropes, come off, boom, clothesline, bang, the ring. He could hear everything that we see. He taught himself. I thought it was the most interesting thing I ever had a conversation about. He is the prime example of what we're talking about. The prime example, listening to what's going on and letting that paint the picture for you. To take that away from the fan is like taking food
from us.
From us. All three of us like to eat. Yeah. It's like taking the bottle and snatching it out of the baby's hand, knowing the babies need nourishment. It's unbelievable. And I'm sitting here and I got hot real quick, and I'm sorry, I'm going to calm down. But when you start micromanaging the crowd, whoa, 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 bring it down, I don't want y'all to burn out. The hell with that. Let them people enjoy themselves. Stop taking people's signs unless it's hurtful, disrespectful, or distracting.
Because this is a really good discussion because Bully brought up music. Now, a song that touches me may not touch Bully. Like a song that might be played for the encore or to open up a concert where usually the fans are on their feet, you know, that might be my favorite song. My favorite song might be in the middle of the show. So when you hear stories about, hey, we want you to stand up and cheer when the wrestlers come out, and then we want you to stand up and cheer when the match is over. But that's only the beginning and the end of the story. If you're telling a story in a ring, I would think there's going to be a lot of emotions that go on during the course of the match, where there might be in the middle of the match where it calls for a fan to jump from their feet and cheer at the top of their lungs. Like, I think that's really taking away an element of pro wrestling that means a lot to each and every fan.
Not if it's a TV product, which is what the Dave, WWE is.
Bully, y'all both know I'm not a rock and roll. I love rock and roll, but I'm not like a historian and I'm not a super fan. I grew up listening to soul and disco and hip hop. It's just where I came from. But Bully sent me a song by Ramstein. Dave, I was like this. I wanted to fight somebody. I had some shit going on in my chest. The fan does that to us.
Yeah.
It gives, man. Bully, I'm sitting here fired up.
I sent him live footage of Ramstein Du Hast from Paris, which if you watch the video, I mean, there's 40,000 people in sync, you know, with their fists in the air.
Like this. Everybody, 40,000 people, same time. Boom, bah, boom, bah, boom, bah. Wrestling does that. And if you take that away, then what do you have? What are you working for? Cut. All right, let's get the lighting. We're going to turn. Wrestling is not Hollywood. The term Hollywood is a negative term in wrestling. Oh, you go on Hollywood. You got to have special, your own locker room. You got a handler. You get different, you get special catering. They bring the shit to your room. You go Hollywood, you lost us. And as I sat with an old timer, and I was like, man, did you watch my match? And he said,
nope.
No, I didn't get to see it, but I heard it. I heard it, and shit, you had them. You had them from the heat all the way to the finish. Finish, they pop. And I was like, oh, thank you. Dave, you need the crowd in wrestling. You can't push them into a corner and tell them, guys, bring it down. All right, we need for y'all to come up now. Come on, y'all, wake up. When you start yo-yoing the crowd, then you lose them.
Dave, do you know how many people on social media tell me how stupid I am because I say you don't have to watch a match, all you have to do is listen?
Really?
And they're like, I can't believe Bully said, oh yeah, people say, can't believe Bully said that all you have to do is listen and not watch. If you're not watching, how do you see all the moves? You don't have to see a move to know how people reacted to the move. See what the old timer told Mark? Old timers have been telling young guys that for forever. And young guys that are young now who will eventually be old timers will tell that to the new generation. You do not have to watch a match to know how successful a match was. That's how important the crowd is. The crowd tells you everything you need to know. Nobody in all of wrestling, I believe, is more critical of the pro wrestling business than I am right now. Constructive criticism, and I'd like to see things better for certain companies. Been around the world, done that, got the t-shirt and the rings to prove it, so I believe I can be critical at times. And nobody is more critical of some of the small mistakes that AEW makes right now. However, if I could be at any one show, where do I want to be? An AEW show. Why? Because of the fan involvement and the vibe in the arena. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? If I was in San Francisco last week at Raw, I'd ask for my money back. That's not the experience I was expecting. I'm not expecting to go to a pro wrestling show to be on live television and be told when to stand and when to sit and when to cheer and when to boo. No, give me my money back. Thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah, and I think the one element that a lot of people don't think about, it's not just about the wrestlers in the ring or the people that are at their seats in the live arena. It's the people watching at home. Because if I'm going through the channels, and it's kind of like, Mark, what you said about Ramstein and Duhast. Like, if I'm going through the channels and I hear a song and I see a band performing on stage and everybody's sitting on their ass, I'm probably going to pass that channel. But if I'm going through a channel and I see Ramstein up on stage doing Duhast and 40,000 people are going ape shit during a show, I'm probably going to stick and stay. Whoa, look at this band, must be good, because look how the crowd is reacting. It's the same thing with wrestling. If I'm going through the channels and I'm on Monday Night Raw and I see two guys wrestling in a ring and everybody in the arena is sitting on their ass watching it, I'm like, if they're not getting the people in the audience excited, why do I have to be excited? But then you go see AEW and maybe there are some mistakes happening in the ring, but 20,000 fans are on their feet jumping up at that. I'm going to watch that product where the fans are excited.
Dave, can I give you a one-minute match between you and Bully?
Sure.
Bully is the babyface, you're the heel. Your it music about right. plays. Yeah, I had to make a role reversal. Your music plays, you go to the ring. And you are staring people down. You're not high-fiving. And then you see a little kid in the corner. And then you go to high-five the kid, and the kid raises his hand, he's smiling, and then you pull your hand down. What is the crowd going to do?
They're going to boo.
Ooh. You get in the ring. You stand in the middle of the ring, and you just put your hands up in the air, and then you act like you're going to give love to the crowd, and then you just wave your hands like, get the hell away from me. Boo reaction. Now Bully's music plays, and he comes down pumping his fist, and he's high-fiving everybody. What is the crowd going to do?
They're going to cheer.
Yeah! Yay. Go, Bully! Kick his ass! He's a he's a dastardly dog, a no-good piece. I'm trying to think.
Egg-sucking dog.
Egg-sucking dog. There you go. Now you're in the ring. You raise your hand. Boo. Bully raises his hand. Yay. You raise your hand. Boo. You hand Bully. Yay. And then you kick. They ring the bell. You kick Bully in the stomach. Boo. You start bang, 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 bang. You give him a vertical suplex. You give him a pile driver. And you cover him. And he kicks out. Yay. A reaction. And then he just hits you with his finish. The crowd will go apeshit. You don't need a body of wrestling. You need a start. Sometimes you need a body, but most of the times you need a start, you need heat, and you need a finish. And that's what I gave you in this last minute and a half. It was over. I wouldn't always go over.
I gotta get my shit in. You can get the same reactions with simplicity as you do with all the crazy shit that goes on right now.
And the whole point is, everything that I told you was what? Reactionary.
I don't want to make it about WWE and AEW, but I'm just using them
as an
example.
It's not an attack on them, Dave.
But, But it is about, like, and it's been talked about a lot on the show, and it is true. On Monday Night Raw, if you watch Monday Night Raw, everybody's on their feet for the entrances, and then security tells the fans to sit down once the match starts, because now they want to make sure everybody could see, and it's a TV product, so you want to make sure that there's no distractions by the crowd. But I will tell you this. You have a match, and let's just say the match is Sheamus and Damian Priest. If you have emotional investment and you're cheering and booing when these wrestlers enter the ring, as soon as the bell rings, you want everybody up on their feet, because now you've anticipated this match. You couldn't wait for those two wrestlers to get in the ring and get their hands on each other. So when the bell rings, you don't want the reaction of or the sight of people sitting down. You want the opposite. Case in point, Kenny Omega and Daniel Bryanson. They've been waiting. This is a fantasy matchup. Can't wait for these two to actually touch each other. When the bell rang for that match, everybody's on their feet going, because they couldn't wait for this match. Why would you want fans to sit once the bell rings? That makes absolutely no sense. You've paid for a ticket. You've waited all week to be sitting in this chair for Monday Night Raw. I'll be damned if once that bell rings, somebody's going to tell me to sit in that chair and not be able to stand up.
Well, listen. And they can't talk. Yeah. They can't stop everybody. They can't stop everybody from standing up and sitting down. You just can't do it. Try telling New York they can't stand up. Try telling Philly they can't stand up. Try telling Chicago they can't stand up. It's just not going to happen. But we are hearing enough reports across the board that they're trying to control the crowd. Don't like it. Never have. I like everything raw. I like everything organic. I want real reactions.
Yep, it's important.
So to wrap it all up, the crowd is as important as the show.
Yep.
And sometimes the crowd could be the show if things are done the right way. The importance of the crowd. Thank you for listening to Busted Open's The Masters Class. Again, you can hear this each and every Sunday. We drop on Sunday exclusively on the Busted Open podcast, available on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, and Pandora. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you rate. Make sure you comment. Give us a good rating. We appreciate you, the Busted Open Nation. And don't forget, you can hear Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, right here on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producers are Gabby LaSpisa and Josh Friedman. Sound designed by Neri Bailon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.